This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new job benefit in some select companies is to aid to repay college school loans. Fidelity pays $2,000 annually to the principal of its employee student debt. At 24% of the big U.S. corporations, most directors have been in place at least 10 years. Only 7% of the 5,000 or so corporate directors turn over annually. American Airlines finally restored profit sharing to workers. It had discontinued the program in 2013. California legislature has reached a tentative agreement to raise the state minimum wage to $15 per hour by 2022. One out of every three workers in the state would get a raise under that proposal. The action comes in the wake of union initiatives qualifying for the ballot to allow voters to implement the proposal. A CNN poll on the popularity of the Republican majority-led Senate and House of Representatives found 15% approve of their work and 81% disapprove. On specific issues, only 11% support their views on the economy. Only 12% approve on foreign affairs. 9% believe they are providing advice and consent on appointments. And only 10% believe they are providing real leadership for the country. Former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is behind an animated civics education video game that has been played by more than 250,000 students called Win the White House, where they pretend to be presidential candidates who must learn to compete against opponents with different views. Georgia governor has announced that he would veto a measure to protect religious groups that refuse to provide social, educational, or charitable services that violate their beliefs in a guise to discriminate against same-sex couples. 23 states have tried to defund the family planning organizations in the months since a similar effort failed in Congress. Iranian hackers found a computer at a small dam in New York State that they could access using a standard Google tool on advanced search, sometimes called a Google dorking procedure, according to hackers, which is legal and not the company's problem, but identifies hardware without security. Utah is leading the United States states in accepting migrants from other countries as residents. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.